listen, seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk, gotta to, the
talk
people.
To the people. Yeah, yeah.
Got hey, good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
Happy good morning. Good morning, Federico.
Good morning. Good morning. Great to be here.
I'm laughing because it's because he hear those vocals and you know yeah, we got to work on our vocals, as I say. good morning, everybody.
We're not going to be a doo-wop group unless we work on it. Is that what you're saying?
No, doo-wops.
Happy post Thanksgiving.
But listen, indeed. Unbuckle the belts and yes, sir. Now today on our community watching comment, we're going to have a special guest. For the first quarter of the program, his name is Federico.
Yes, I go by Federico.
411 Collective.
Yep.
Yeah, and he's going to talk about an event that's coming up this Saturday. My birthday.
Hey.
I'll be 29. Right. nice event that they're planning. We brought him on so that he can tell you guys about it. And if you got any questions that you'd like to ask, Federico, you can call our online number. You know, this is Community Watching Comment. We invite you to talk to the people. Mm-hmm. And you are the people. So
join the conversation.
Federico. Hey, and join the conversation. All right. So the 411 Collective, Federico, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me on, man. I hear you every day. I'm a big fan of WPFW. You all just like bring all the realism to our ears, to our hearts. So I'm just honored to be here. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Well, the event that you're planning dovetails with, our mission in many ways. Mm-hmm. And so we want you to, tell our listeners about the event. The 411, talk about the 411 Collective, how you get that started and so on and so forth. And of course, this big event on Saturday. From 5 to 9 p.m. And I'm let you tell the story.
Yeah, well, thank you so much again for the platform. my name is Federico. I also go by Mas Paz. I'm a local artist here in the D.C. area. And I'm part of the 411 Collective, which is pretty much a grassroots organization of social justice artists that just are here to help support movements, social justice movements, anywhere from the Indigenous peace marches to the climate marches. We've done projects all over. If you look on like Democracy Now, or even we've gotten some stuff on the New York Times, some of our posters, our banners. So we're pretty much just a collective of artists, friends that work together to try to, like, as I said, support movements. And we've done various events throughout the city. Just to bring folks together and just celebrate with each other, but while also sharing and just sharing knowledge with each other. So this Saturday we're having an event called Thanks Taking. This is the second event we had, which was inspired by I wouldn't say inspired by, but because of what happened. The Palestinian genocide that began in October 2023. We are inspired to do something, to speak up during Thanksgiving, you know, and just bring folks together and bring awareness and kind of educate people of what was going on with the Palestinian movement. We have some folks, very close folks in the collective that are deeply connected to Palestine. And so we thought we would have them share on what was going on, and just educate folks on what was happening. So that happened 2 years ago, and we weren't able to do a thing. It was a beautiful, beautiful success. We brought people together, and we had a potluck, and we had a panel discussion. I was moderating the panel discussion, and it was just beautiful. It was really nice. It's like nothing. Like I say, very grassroots. So we had that 2 years ago, excuse me. And so we thought we'd bring it back this year. You know, this genocide is still happening. The ceasefire, who knows when the ceasefire is not a ceasefire. And there's a lot of other issues that are going on, not just about Palestine. You know, Sudan, Congo, Washington, D.C. You know, like if it's there, it's also here, you know. Right. So we're here just to do the same event, bring people together. We have a potluck. It's from 5 to 9 and a panel discussion. We have speakers such as Andre Watkins, who's part of the Freedom Futures Collective. We have Noor, who's part of the Palestinian youth movement. We have Brenda Guevara and Sebi Tayak, who have been doing land back projects in Nanjamoy, Piscataway Nation. And we have myself as the moderator, and we also have some really good food and some good DJs. We have we have good music going on, and we're going to be hanging out at a treehouse, which is also a venue which one of our collective members he runs this beautiful spot called Treehouse, which is on 4722 14th Street, right near the old bus depot, if you guys are familiar, kind of in Columbia Heights. Mm-hmm. I'm honored to be here to share about it and talk about it.
Cool. And you guys are affiliated with the Alliance for Global Justice, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, could you say that one more time?
I said you guys are also affiliated with the Alliance for Global Justice.
You know, I think we might have worked with them. Like I say, we help and we like support different projects throughout the city. So probably, mm-hmm. I might be mistaken, but I believe we work with them. But yeah, so our event.
Well, it sounds like you got a bunch of.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
No, I was just going to say, you know, it's like you're involved in a bunch of projects. All grassroots stuff. You know, that's always, you know, a good thing. The panel that you're going to have, you want to tell us who the participants on the panel are going to be, or is that potluck too?
yeah. So as I mentioned, the participants are Andre Watkins, who is part of the Freedom Futures Collective, Brenda Guevara and Sebi Tayak, who have been doing land back projects in Nanjamoy. They've been like working on the farm and just bringing folks from the city to their location, which is called Nakamako, and just like bringing folks back to the land, really beautiful place. They'll be discussing. And then there will also be Noor. She's part of the Palestinian Youth Movement. And myself, I will be moderating. So yeah, and I think it'll be a beautiful discussion. That is, so the we kick off at 5 o'clock, bringing to get people to come in, and then the discussion will start at 7 o'clock to 8:30, and then 8:30 to about 9-ish, 10-ish. We'll just be breaking the bread and enjoying each other. We'll also be selling artwork and distributing like information and just like just actually coming together as family, as like one unit, as a neighborhood, to just like I think what Thanksgiving should be is to bring folks together and make sure everybody's eating and everybody's like looking out for each other. Everybody knows what's going on. Like everybody knows what is happening in our community and aware of the issues. And I also forgot to mention, you know, like ICE and Border Patrol are still on our streets and ravaging communities. So we're also just like going to be speaking about that too.
Okay. All right. Federico, I'm a, you know, this is a community watching comment. If any of our listeners would like to ask you a question or talk to you further, they'll have an opportunity to do so now for a few minutes. The number to call is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. If you have a question for Federico or a statement or whatever, or how you can get involved, you know, or just to find out more, you can give us a call right now and we'll take your call. Okay. The 411 Collective presents Thanks Staking. Is that right?
411 Collective, we're having Thanks-taking. Yes, sir.
Thanks-taking. All right.
You can follow us on at 411 Collective on Instagram, or just Google 411 Collective, and you'll see images and projects that we worked on throughout the city. And I also want to give a big shout-out to some folks who are listening over at Lulu's Cafe. I don't know, Ron, if you've ever been to Lulu's Cafe, you got to go check it out. It's a beautiful space that just like supports just like community, and my friends are, we're always like, it's kind of like a little like treehouse. We all go there and hang out and just take it easy. But they're over here texting me, supporting, showing love. So big ups to Lulu's Cafe in downtown DC.
All right, very good. Always good to have friends in the community, as they say.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. All right. Okay, Mike, we have any calls on hold or anything like that? The number two call is 202-580-0893, Community Watch and Comment. Chip, you have any thoughts or questions for Federico before we leave the interview?
No. Like I said, I think they're affiliated with the Alliance for Global Justice. I don't know. I remember the Alliance from back in the Sandinista days. So this is part and parcel for what WPFW is about, is getting people to, as they say, become a collective to maximize our strength, you know, as a unity. So if you can come out tomorrow, you know, take a look. And join the movement. That's what we're all about here at WPFW, is getting people to join the movement.
Yeah, I mean, the work that you all do is just like superior. I mean, I've traveled around the United States, other countries, and the radio here really reminds me of like real, like, I mean, it's some real radio. This radio is I guess grassroots fed, like grassroots funded, you know, and just the voices here are just like brown, black, true voices that I always like love to listen to. Any show that pops up, I'm just like, I am gonna listen to this. This is like knowledge, mm-hmm. You know. As I was actually talking to Jim Byers the other day, And I have a radio. I have a radio in my kitchen. I have one in my living room. I mean, a real radio, and another one in my bedroom, another in my bathroom, you know? So, like, I just appreciate you all for having me in here and, like, and just doing the work you do, and just let me know how the collective can support you all. And any way, you know, we can share some artwork or do anything to keep you guys moving and rolling, you know?
Very good. All right. Okay, so... Rico, give us one more recap of what's going to take place Saturday.
Yes, sir. So just everybody come out, address. Come out this Saturday to Treehouse, which is 4722 14th Street Northwest, at 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock for a potluck and panel discussion. We'll be breaking bread together and sharing information and facts. What's going on in our communities and outside our communities, from Palestine to Sudan, Congo, to Mexico, Colombia, and just bringing folks together, you know, which is what Thanksgiving is. They said that's what Thanksgiving was, which wasn't. It's a hidden message of genocide, and we're just trying to make sure folks are conscious of what the true story of Thanksgiving is, while also, you know, bringing each other together, which is like what community and being a neighborhood is all about.
Perfect.
All right.
I think we have a caller. Don't we have a caller?
Got a caller?
Hi there. Am I on?
There you go. Yes, you are.
Okay. Hi there.
Yo, good morning.
Guest, it's great to hear what you're doing. And I have a question for you, and I wonder if you've thought about this. I hear people getting so frustrated at what's happening in our country and these heinous policies. And they're beginning to wonder as activists, as grassroots organizers, just as principled citizens, can they make a difference? Can they really make a difference? I'm worried that there's a level of hopelessness. Do you think about that?
Well, if you like, I'll just jump in here. Yes, we make a difference. I think a lot of people get upset, but what kind of action is being made? You know, are they really going out in the streets and helping folks that are unhoused folks? Are people really meeting with other organizations that are doing stuff? I mean, there's so many organizations that need help that are out there doing all the work, that are running on like crumbs. You know, so I think like if every organization right now is being funded and fully staffed and sitting around not doing anything, then I think that like maybe there's nothing we can do. But there's a lot of work that needs to get done out there in these streets, as you could say. You know, there's a lot of work that needs to get done. So I feel like if somebody feels like they can't do anything, yo, reach out to the 411 Collective. Reach out to us, 411 Collective on Instagram. You know, even ask us, what can I do to help? Reach out to any of your local food bank. Reach out to any local shelter. Reach out to your local school. You know, those are just simple steps. You know, you can reach out to Free DC. You know, there's so many organizations that could use help. You know, I feel like people feel very alone these days. They kind of feel stuck on their phones. They're stuck at home. They're not really trying to go out. That's the system trying to like separate us. I think it's about coming together with folks. If you're worried, if something's bothering you, like, man, just let's find some people that are also feeling the same way and have a potluck. break some bread, talk with each other, you know, meet up in the park, you know, start there. But we're not alone, and we need to make sure that this system that's trying to hold us down knows that we're not alone and knows that we're united.
Perfect. Yeah, no, don't forget, you know,
thank you for your question.
We're saying a lot of these situations, it's not about being able to donate money. If you can donate time, you know, if you can lend a hand.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Donate consciousness.
You know, just to add a thought, we can't let our our fear and to lead to inaction. You never know what result your action will take. And just not knowing can't mean don't act. You have to act, and then you'll find out what it resulted in. But inaction just can't be a choice.
Exactly. It's the butterfly effect.
You know, I want to comment on that.
Yeah.
I want to comment on that because right now we're seeing unprecedented participation by citizens, you know, dealing with the policies of this administration. The No King's Day, okay, primary example. People in small communities are taken to the streets. They are making signs. They're approaching it with a sense of humor and hope and anger. So there is plenty of opportunity for people to just participate. Get your feet out there. Put your shoes on. You know, get out there. Be a participant. You know, stand. And it does make a difference. And I understand their frustration, though. You know, sometimes you don't see it, but you know, look at these mass rallies all across the country. These people are saying something. So, Fred, you got any, Federico, you got any thoughts on that?
I was about to ask you about your thoughts. I mean, I think back to like the civil rights movement, how unjust and horrible things were then.
Right.
You know, and how, what did folks do? You know, like, folks organized. Like, that was a real boycott happened. You know?
Exactly.
I think we got another caller, right?
Yes, good morning.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Very good. Yes, we can.
Well, thank you all. I wanted to ask Federico, he is a muralist, a wonderful public artist, as well as, you know, doing other things, but certainly a public artist. And I wanted to ask him about the power of infusing art into the movement, the power of public art, especially at a time when art and quote unquote DEI art or quote DEI art unquote is under attack. Talk about we saw it in the civil rights movement with music, but I've also experienced, like in Paris, for instance, they had sound systems, they had puppets, they had, and even here we've had protests where there were paper mache puppets and there was public art as a part of the discourse. So, Federico, talk to us about the importance of that, if you could.
Yeah, thank you so much. I feel like art brands the movement. You know, art gives you the immediate feeling of what you're about to get into or what's happening in the streets. There's a mural actually company in Chile back in the 60s called the Ramona Brigada. Parada Ramona Brigada, which was a group of muralists who pretty much helped overthrow the Pinochet movement. They just painted murals, community murals throughout the cities of Chile. And that brought like this face to the movement. I mean, this is in times when people didn't have cell phones or there's no like social media. And like what you saw out there, like brought color and awareness and made people feel not alone. So I feel like, and I mean, they also say like an image an image is like 1,000 words or something.
Right, right.
To that, you know, playing off of that, you know, you can say something, like you can have a phrase, but if you also have some imagery, it brings more to it. For me, it's just like a feeling. It's a feeling and it's an understanding that gets you inspired. I'm a visual artist, you know? So like, I guess it's easy for me to say, but seeing something out there communicates easier than reading something. If I see something like one of my murals, for instance, that that hits me deep, hits me in my heart. I'm like, whoa, what is this person trying to tell me? This means more than just like a person holding a turtle, or more than this dove flying with like an arrow through it. You know, like it can mean so much. So, I mean, even when you think about Shepard Fairey, who did the Obama poster, that the Obey Obama poster, I mean, that poster was iconic, you know, and it helped Obama win his election.
Right.
You know, it's just an image, helped brand his campaign, and it helped make people
creativity.
Stand
up. Yeah, creativity and purpose. And
Thank you.
I've always been glad to see DC's open-mindedness about, you know, putting murals up, because they do so much for the community.
Right.
No matter what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it does so much for the community.
And I have
I applaud muralists.
Yeah. I have a big shout out to Nancy Lyons, who works for Murals DC. But sadly, this year, you know, like, things are getting cut. Art is getting cut in our systems, in our schools. Mm-hmm. And that's one big mural grant that happens in the city, which was cut this year. So we did not. I participated with Murals DC a lot, and that got cut. So it just shows that this system right now is trying to keep our voices down and not support the arts. When the arts are really important, like you said, the murals going on in DC is, there's a lot of murals going up, but like when funds get cut, you know, like, you're not going to see all of that.
That's a shame. It's a shame. 202-588-0893. You're in tune to 89.3 WPFW, your station for jazz and justice. I guess this morning on Community Watch and Comment is Federico. 411, the 411 Collective, talking about an event coming up tomorrow, okay, that he'd like to share with you guys, and hopefully you can participate, add your consciousness to the mix. If you have a question for Federico, give us a call at 202-580-0893. All right, community watching comment. All right, Chip, any more thoughts? And by the way, I wanted to be a muralist.
There you go.
Back in the Marion Barry days. Yeah. Marion Barry had Project Pride and stuff like that, you know?
Well, art has the power to move us on a visceral level, you know, and that's why, you know, authoritarians always want to shut them down, you know, because they don't want people to feel.
Paint over them.
You know.
Blow them up.
Paint over them. Ron, you should come out and paint with us sometime.
Hey, watch out, man. Watch out.
I might hit you up.
Yeah.
Gotta paint, man. Seriously, if you wanted to be a muralist, hey, better time is now.
The gauntlet has been thrown. Your challenge is down.
Challenge is down.
You don't want me painting next door to your house, trust me. You can talk about some real art, okay? All right, but listen, art is good, and what you guys are doing is very good. I understand you got a lot of young people, you know, working with you, and, you know, it's a broad-based group, which is always encouraging. What would you like to... Any final words to the people of WPFW before you, before we end the interview?
I just want to say thank you again to WPFW, this amazing platform that's been holding down for years. My dad, he used to always listen to WPFW. Everybody come out tomorrow, Saturday, to Treehouse, which is on 4722 14th Street Northwest, to our thanks-taking potluck and panel discussion, and come break bread and share your energy with us, please. And if you want to find any more information, just check us out at on Instagram at 411 Collective. All right, once again, that's 411 Collective. And my name is Federico. I go by Maspas. And thank you all once again for having me, man. Much love.
Much love. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for your efforts, man. Helping the community. We appreciate it.
I'm going to see you, Ron, and Chip.
All right.
We'll meet soon, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can finger paint.
I'll bring my bucket and brush.
You know what? Uh-huh. Bring you, man. Bring you. That's it.
All right. So,
have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you know, it's you too. Okay.
All right.
All right, Chip. Interesting conversation. You know, right after, you know, Thanksgiving, it's a raise your consciousness. You know, a lot of, you know, it's like right now, there's a debate raging about the Black Friday stuff, you know, and, you know, how we get distracted on things like that.
Consumerism, right.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. But there are those who say they're not participating.
That's right.
You know, they say they're not. We're sitting this one out.
It's always been a weird juxtaposition that the day after we break bread with one another and we talk about how thankful we are for what we have, the next day we are out battling to get more. people are knocking each other down to grab more. So it's like, yeah.
Thanksgiving. Okay.
I don't know about you, man, but I had a weird awakening. I woke up this morning and looked at myself in the mirror, and I was like, man, how did I get fatter in one day? Is that possible? Is that even possible?
Yes. See, I'm giving you encouragement. See, if you can get it, if you can gain it in one day, you can get rid of it in one day.
All right. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, man.
But I got to take care of the leftovers, though, right? I'll take care of it after the leftovers.
That's part of your responsibility, man. It's called recycling. You know, you got to recycle that food. You know?
Waste not, want not. That's what they say.
You know, okay. And, you know, it's amazing that we go through this ritual, you know, every year. But more and more people, just like Christmas, more and more people are saying, you know, we're going to back off, you know, until the kids look them in the face.
Right. But Thanksgiving is one of those holidays where, you know, we're working hard at rebranding it because, you know, the actual impetus of it is not a good one. You know, Native Americans, they don't celebrate it for a reason. You know, you can't take a people and steal their land and genocide them and then say, hey, yeah, but, you know, let's remember that time we had dinner together. You know, it doesn't work. Yeah. It doesn't work, you know.
We're going to have a potluck, and then what happens afterwards, you know?
Right.
So there's a lot of – and, you know, and that's the thing about this country, you know, that they're going through right now. Is, you know, they want to deny the history.
Right.
You know, they want to say it didn't happen or – you know, or there was some extenuating circumstance.
Well, you know, that's the downside, is if you keep sweeping stuff under the carpet, then you keep tripping over it later, you know?
Yeah. The debris lump gets bigger and bigger and bigger, you know? And and now, you know, you got to face it, you know? These people are, you know, not having it, you know, as they say. All right, 202-580-9, the community watching comment. Mayor Bowser stepping down.
Yeah.
He's saying, y'all. No. You know, and yeah, I'm sure there are those that will be sad about that and those will be happy about that.
Right.
You know, but that's a fact. She's moving on. You know, and I'm sure a lot of it has to do with, you know, what's going on, you know,
in the
White House. And
that's got to be an untenable situation, that is. I mean,
it really does. It really does. You know, and of course, you know, we had the two National Guardsmen, you know, shot.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to, the the ones not looking for answers will find all the answers in the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're sending 500 more troops, you know, to D.C., National Guardsmen. And, of course, the debate now is, well, you know, there was the National Guard themselves said they were being put in a untenable situation.
Right.
You know?
Right. But I mean, so, the other thing is that the racist playbook that just is evident in here when the president immediately talks about how no more Afghanis will be allowed to come to the country and we're going to deport them all. And it is that racist playbook that anything that is seen as negative done by any person of color, then everyone who's associated with them ethnically is suddenly suspect. You know, we have a shooter who's identified as Afghani, so that means that every Afghani must be kicked out of the country.
Anybody that looks like Afghani. Your name sounds like Afghani,
right?
Or whatever, you know, whatever nationality they choose to attack,
right?
On their list, you know, right. And that's so.
But we never see that with white people, though. We're, you know, we got plenty of white people of different ethnic descents that have shot up schools and stuff like that. But we're not talking about deporting every Italian or deporting every Irish person. You know, it's like.
Yeah, and this, here's the other part of this. Now, supposedly the shooter was trained
by the CIA.
By you know who? Yes.
Yeah.
Trained. Had passed his last background check.
Right, and given asylum by this administration. You know.
By this administration.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
and then you talk about going after every green card holder issued during the Biden presidency.
I don't want to say, I guess it's loosely said friend, but I had someone on social media who unfriended me because I pushed back on this idea about this person because they went on this tirade about how he's here because of the liberal Democrats that are bringing in these criminals. It's like, yeah, but this guy was actually given asylum by this presidency.
and look, and there've been more. How many pardons have been issued under this presidency?
Right.
Okay, earned or unearned? None of them are earned. You know, how many laws are being, you know, violated, you know, and challenged because of this stuff. But once again, you know, really, people will find out. They'll learn, you know. And because I know that the PFW family is going to tell them, you know, next time they have that opportunity. All right, 202-580-8893. Any afterthoughts about the holiday and what's coming up ahead of schedule? We got the situation once again with the National Guard creating even more issues,
right?
Than they're solving. It's kind of a mixed bag for people in terms of, you know, where they are consumer-wise. Because, once again, they're predicting this sales Friday will be the biggest ever. But, you know, they always say that, right?
Right.
They always say that. So
and this administration and its leader are all about the hype, you know. I mean, you know, from his point of view, there is nothing wrong with the economy, you know. Everything is great, you know. Grocery prices are down, you know. It's like, what reality is he in?
You know, the silent issue, it's silent for now, but these young kids coming out of college are having problems getting the kind of jobs that they thought their resumes would allow.
Right.
I mean, AI is, these companies, these major companies, even the small companies, are utilizing AI because it reduces their costs.
Right.
You know, why have employees when you got, you know, a bunch of bots running around? So
that'll work 24/7.
Yeah.
For no pay. Yeah.
No maternity leave. You know, no sick leave. You know, I just unplug it for a few hours and we'll reboot it and put it back in service. You know, but this is, it's decimating the job prospects of young college graduates and you know, let's be honest, you know, those without degrees, you know, unless you have a skill, you're being challenged there too.
Right.
So you gotta if you're gonna prepare for this next world, you gotta think about that, you know, and these companies got to think about that. This country got to think about that. What happened, you know, when that movie Failure to Launch?
Mm-hmm.
When the guy, you know, middle-aged guy was, well, almost middle-aged, you know, couldn't get out of his basement, his parents' basement.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Matthew McConaughey. Do we have someone on the phone? Oh, okay. Let's go to the phone.
Yeah.
Hello, caller.
Go to it.
Good morning, fellas. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, what's up, Rick?
This is Rick calling you long distance from Germany. I just hope that brothers and sisters on the streets in my section of town, Ward 7 and Ward 8, don't follow suit with this shooter. Trump wants the poor to be upset and to act out so that he can declare martial law and possibly win a third term. I'm done, fellas.
Yeah, I don't think that people in Ward 7 and Ward 8 are violent. I don't think that's
right.
I don't think that's.
And look, that's why the National Guard is not there.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
They say it's one of the more crime ridden areas, blah, 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 blah. But the National Guard didn't get deployed there.
Mm.
You know? So, you know, what are we talking about here? And I will say this, you do have to be careful about identifying the buttons that are being pushed on people. Yes, you push people too far. Well, that's, once again, is that if the government stays shut down, if the food, distribution network broke down because the government has shut down, it's on the verge of that. It's on the verge of, chaos. And then chaos, all rules are out the window. And that is a problem because opportunists will take opportunity like that and run wild with it. You know? Next thing you know, they're standing out there in front of the, and we've seen this. Store owners standing in front of the shops, you know, with shotguns and hiring private
security and stuff. Security. Almost in every case, anytime there's unrest, it's not about the people, it's about the system. We have seen unprecedented productivity in this country, and we're headed toward more with AI and all that stuff. So where's the shorter work week that we were promised? You know, Why aren't people working less? You know, and you know, instead of working 40 hours, everybody works 20. You have twice as many people that are employed, you know, making the same kind of money, because we know the money's there. I mean, we're on the precipice of having our first individual trillionaire. We've got, you know, plethora of billionaires. So the money is there. It's just been, all allocated for a small percentage of the population. And those that are doing the day in and day out jobs, you know, are not sharing in that wealth, you know. And I always hear this thing about, well, you know, it's those guys that have created, you know, this wealth themselves. They haven't created themselves, you know.
No.
It's a community effort. I tell you, I've worked in IT jobs and corporate America, and you tell me if you don't have somebody who's a maintenance person or a janitor making sure that the trash is gone and that the bathrooms are clean, that job is just as important as you doing your coding. If you can't go to the toilet, you know, so it's about valuing what everyone brings to the table. Tell New Yorkers how much they value a sanitation person when there's a strike and there's no trash collected. So if a job is worth, if a job needs to be done, then the person doing it is worthy of making a salary that keeps them alive.
Indeed. Now, you know, with the SNAP benefits, you know, it's always a double take with these folks, this administration. All right, well, we're going to resume SNAP payments, but we're going to cut them in half. We're going to change the rules for qualification, and you have to requalify.
Right.
And then they slip in little stuff like, you know, anybody with 14 years old will be removed off of SNAP.
Yep.
You know, what are they thinking? 14 years old still, and you know, any 14-year-old would still be living at home. Still be highly dependent upon.
Right. But I mean, these are the same people that are saying that a 12-year-old girl, you know, who's trafficked by, you know, a 40-year-old man, he's not a pedophile because she's not a child anymore.
Right. But these new SNAP rules, you know, and they're new. Right. So people are having to go through the whole process, you know, of reapplying, requalifying, essentially, and knowing that, you know, maybe two or three kids they got in the house will be left off the plan.
Right.
Because of their age.
Yeah.
Not because they're working, you know, and I hear this argument, well, when you there are plenty of jobs for teenagers out here. Really?
Really? Yeah. Well, I mean, and what's even more troubling is to have people like J.D. Vance, you know, calling people, you know, on SNAP as the people that are mooching class and stuff like that.
He is a
beneficiary of SNAP benefits when he was younger. So, I mean, it's like, really?
My, how they forget.
How they forget.
How they forget. All right, 202-580-8893. You want to share your thoughts about any one of these stories or more? Are you disappointed that Mayor Bowser is deciding to step away? You DC residents out there, are you concerned about this sending 500 more National Guard to DC because of the recent shooting? You know, a lot to be concerned about, a lot to be thankful for, because you got PFW to listen to. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we're not going to try to sell you anything. Right. You know, and we want to thank you guys for being so supportive over the years. We could have done it without you. Can't do it without you. Looking forward to the new year. Trying to improve some things here. We're trying to relocate, you know, to another facility as soon as possible. And, you know, with your help, we can accomplish that. And with your help, we can continue to allow these airways to be open and accessible.
For your voice.
That's right. For your voice. Because it does matter. Matters more than ever. Yeah. All right, the number 202-580-8893. And thanks to those who did call in. I want to say once again, congratulations and to Federico for his project 411 Collective coming up tomorrow. Yes, indeed. That's going to be at 4722 14th Street Northwest, the Treehouse. Yeah, go hang out on a limb. Uh-huh. go swing on some vines. Yes, indeed. Some vibes.
I never had a treehouse as a kid, but you always wanted one. But
well, most kids don't, Chip. I mean, you know, you can't put no treehouse in the box today, man. Yeah. But look, we still had our fun.
We did.
Okay. We still had our fun. Okay. Yeah, we had a fruit basket for a basketball hoop, but we made it work. And it's amazing how many young friends of mine back then were experts at getting that ball through that that fruit basket. You know, yeah, I tell you. Those are some of the things. Look, that's one of the things I think about on Thanksgiving. The old the guys in our community would get together and play a turkey bowl. You ain't had no equipment, nothing like that. You know, you just go out there and get hurt.
That's it. Get hurt. Yeah, when you were young and a kid, it was all about running. It was all about the wind, exactly. wind in your face.
Wind in your face. Well, I hope you guys have good memories of those things too. Yep. The old turkey bowls. Yeah. All right. So Chip, any other plans? You got any plans for the holidays anything coming up for you?
Nothing major. You know, we got through Thanksgiving, so you know we're on the coast downhill toward Christmas. You know, our son's traveling to India, so we won't see him for a little while until he comes back. But
India,
yeah.
All right, okay. You don't want to take you with him?
Not gonna take us with us. Yeah. I told him I'd buy him a suitcase large enough for me, but yeah.
Well, may he have safe journeys.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of fun. Okay, sounds like something very educational. All right. Thanks to the engineer for hosting us today. Once again, I want to thank Federico for joining us in the conversation about Project 411, and hope to you guys get out there and share your vibes, share your consciousness,
help the struggle.
Oh, that's always a good thing. Yeah, exactly. Some people say, well, what can I do? Listen, next time you hear one of them conversations, well, you know stuff is being told wrong. You know, it's okay to step up and say, hey, you know, that's a different point of view on this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you got to have a little courage, but also look, with some common sense. There's always some knuckleheads out there that won't believe a bologna sandwich if it hit them in the face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. All right. Well, you folks all have wonderful weeks and enjoy the holidays, enjoy the fellowship. Yeah, don't go overspending. Don't go hog wild out there. Remember, everything will be on sale January 1st. And then some. All right. Okay. So,
all right.
This has been Community Comment, Special Edition. We'll see you next Friday, or talk to you next Friday.
Nowadays,
we'll get back to,
seems like
hey, end of the year stuff.
Bad things going
which story
on.
Is percolating in your mind about being the top story?
Seems to still stem from.
Oh, is Ida's birthday?
Ida's birthday, that's right. Yeah, Ida, happy birthday. I forgot to see. See, we got a similar birthday, so very good, Ida. You look better than me, though. Yeah. All right, Ida. So was it 29 last time I heard?
74.
Yeah. It's 29, right?
Yeah, that's right.
29. For the second time. For the second time.
All right. Many blessings. Okay. Thanks for the engineering. And hey, see you guys next week.
And willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move.
If you're a dancer or just a fan, the Way You Move Festival is coming to Washington, D.C. with jams, competitions, and classes. December 13th through the 16th. Whether you're into hip-hop, house, breaking, popping, or locking, we've got you covered with top-notch Small Fries Edition, all-styles dance jam and competition for youth ages 17 and under on the 13th at Edgewood Arts Center. Freshest of all time, 2-verse-2 breaking battle, ages 18 and up, also on the 13th at the Black Cat. The world-famous Juice DeBoo 2-verse-2 competition, DC prelims, on the 14th at The Reach. And masterclasses with international Juice DeBoo judges on the 15th and 16th. All in Washington, D.C., all family-friendly, December 13th through 16th. Additional event and registration information at wblinc.org/thewayyoumove. Brought to you by the Words, Beats, and Life nonprofit.
In 1977, the D.C. cultural landscape changed for the better when WPFW joined the airwaves and D.C. Space opened their doors. On Sunday, November the 30th, a reunion party is happening at the Atlantis Club featuring Marshall Allen, Luke Stewart, Little Red and the Renegades, Bob Boylan, and more. They'll be celebrating a time when D.C. Space was the place where music and politics merge to change Washington, D.C. Doors open at 5 p.m. Details at theatlantis.com. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Space is the place. Space is the place.
WPFW thanks all of the listeners who have supported us these 48 years. Now, with the attacks on independent media, we're asking listeners to step up again a few days before Giving Tuesday to give WPFW some dap on Cash App by putting $5 on supporting WPFW in advance of Giving Tuesday. Skipping one expensive drink this week in order to support your independent jazz and justice station would have a huge impact on ensuring the work we do continues. You can donate online at WPFWFM.org or on Cash App by entering $WPFWFM and putting $5 on supporting us. Thanks.
I'm Muizamuntali.
host of African Now, and you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.